Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out to join us for On Fire to Inspire tonight. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to share your evening with us, and we thank you so much for that. I want to thank our sponsors for the evening. We have Mr. John Mark Howard. John has a solo project called Purpose, and you definitely want to get this copy of Purpose. I'm telling you, he has every type of music on this CD that you can think of, and I'm telling you, if you're a worshiper, he has it for you, if you have any of that. So you can go to johnsmusic.net, and that's Johns with a Z, .net, or you can type in John's Music on Facebook and be able to find his Facebook page. But the name of that project is Purpose. That CD is entitled Purpose, and I'm telling you, it's exactly that. So you want to go out and purchase that. Again, that is John Mark Howard, and the title of that is Purposed. And it you can reach him at 662-902-6577 or Johns with a Z as a cell, Johns Songs with an S at gmail.com. Unique Expression by Design is our next one, and Unique Expression by Design brings your custom ideas to life. So if you are a small business owner and you need t-shirts made, pencils, pens, mugs, journals, whatever it is that you need customized, and Angelisa Washington and Unique Expressions by Design will bring it to life. Visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. Vincent Lynch is our next sponsor, and he has CDs available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. And I'm telling you, that jazz, those jazz tones, those jazz sounds that he play, it could take you some places. So Third Heaven Sound and Vincent Lynch, and he's on Reverb Nation and CD Baby, as well as they do jingles. So the music that you heard, I put the words together. It was sung by LaTanya Foles, and he actually did the music. So if you need a jingle, Third Heaven Sound with Vincent Lynch can take care of you. Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, she is your one-stop top shop to all of your beauty and hair care needs. So if you need your natural hair, relaxers, sew-ins, braids, block maintenance, everything from hair to makeup, lashes, she can take care of that for you. Call Roz and schedule your appointment today at 404-599-3712. And Jasmine House Foundation is having our annual Open Heart Christmas campaign Saturday, December 9th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Make it a family affair and join us as we prepare to bless other families in need. That's going to be located at 1303 Parker Road, Suite G in Conyers, Georgia. Bring wrapping paper and tape. And we actually wrap up gifts with the holiday music in the background and just wrap up gifts and prepare for families that are in need to be able to have a beautiful Christmas. Again, that is called the Open Heart Christmas Campaign with the Jasmine House Foundation. And you can look it up at www.jasminehousefoundation.org. They're also on Facebook. And then finally, we have Get Your $5 Fix for only $5. Get involved or share or purchase your jewelry, purchase your Christmas gifts, and Christmas gifts for your family for only $5 at www.inspiredjewels4uisanumbrella.com. That's www.inspiredjewels4u.com. Thank you to each and every one of our sponsors that supports On Fire to Inspire. If you're interested in being a sponsor, the cost is still only $25 for the entire month. We share it on the air each and every week, as well as we get it out there to all of our social media outlets. Well, guys, again, we thank you so much for joining us tonight on Fire to Inspire. Our topic is leading and succeeding, and we are so excited to have our guest tonight, Dr. The one and only, let me put it that way, the one and only Dr. Tracy Powell, Tracy Mack Powell. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Only On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening, woman of God?
I am well, and yourself. Thank you so much for having me tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule and joining us. How are you? You doing good today?
I am doing very well. Very excited about the topic.
All right, all right. So tell us, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Fire to Inspire audience.
Okay, I am, as you mentioned, Dr. Tracy MacPowell. I am the founder and CEO of Synergetic Solutions. It's a consulting firm with two separate platforms. We have a coaching and a mentoring platform. We work with organizations and leaders, as well as for writers who are trying to write and publish their life stories or just write about their journey. We started this consulting firm in 2012, and God has really blessed us to be very successful and able to reach the community that we are looking to serve and always looking to improve. We work with all businesses, all organizations. I have this phrase that we do all things new, being that we work with those who are in transition, whether it's a new job, a new life, after divorces or separations, new careers, and other journeys in life. So that's kind of what we specialize in.
That is great, because I've had so many people reaching out to me that are in transition. I think there are so many people, once they hit that age of 30, 35-ish, that's when I'm getting a lot of, you know, chats and things of that nature. Hey, Miss On Fire, you know, that's when that question of, you know, am I really walking out my purpose? Do you tend to find that like a certain age group that tend to reach out to you more than others?
Yes, I do. 35 and 40 are definitely that age group where people begin to really reflect on their life and look at where they are in their careers and where they want to go and begin to develop an action plan to get there. So I definitely see that a lot.
Amen, amen. So the topic itself, leading and succeeding, what does the topic itself mean to you?
Well, that topic means a lot to me. My first book is actually Practical Leadership Lessons Learned from Mickey, and that book is about leading, and I talk in that book about identifying what type of leader you are so that you can succeed in life. I think, as we mentioned, in order for us to be successful leaders and to succeed as leaders, we have to first look within ourselves to identify what type of leaders we are, whether there's anything that we need to work on in ourselves to ensure that we have everlasting success as leaders as well as individuals.
Oh, man, man. You know, I know, once I hit that 35 mark, it was like, okay, God, I enjoy doing what I do. However, there's more to this life than this. And so
Absolutely.
When people call and reach out to me, I'm like, I can truly relate because I was there. And I think that's why people kind of feel like they're pulled towards you, because it's like you may not have the answer exactly for them, but you can direct them. You're that resource.
Absolutely.
So I thank God to know that is your specialty, and now I have another area to direct them to. So that is such a blessing, and thank you so much for, you know, connecting with us.
Thank you.
So that's about, you said you all launched the organization about 2012. Tell us a little bit. I was so intrigued to see that you were an advisor for tell us who it was.
It was Dr. Regina Benjamin. I was her senior policy advisor during her term with the Obama administration. In that role, I work on strategies for announcing the National Prevention Strategy, really promoting that around the United States, working with the Affordable Care Act and make sure that had the proper messaging, and we were actually promoting that throughout the United States as well.
I tell you, you know, that was something you can definitely say, you know, I'm proud to be able to say I served in that capacity. You know, that made your resume, if you will, just kind of more diverse. You know, it just kind of took you to another level. So that was great to be able to be a part of that advisory team.
Yes.
And congratulations.
Great pleasure.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. So tell me this, a person who is saying, you know what, it's time for me to just kind of step up my game, so to speak, in my leadership skills. How can a person, you know, show that they actually show that they actually have leadership skills, and then show that, you know, at their best, putting their best foot forward?
You know, I'm a big component of two things: one, self-reflection, and two, training. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
There's a continuous debate about whether leaders are born or whether, you know, you can create them through training. To me, it really doesn't matter, because we all need to be trained in something. So
mm-hmm.
I would encourage anyone that wants to transition into a higher leadership position, one thing that that person can do is get to know people in those positions to get a feel for what is required for that position. Once they have that information, they can take the required courses or do some shadowing to get a better understanding of those qualifications and how to execute that information once it's trained. And once they have the proper training, they should definitely seek that position and apply. I do not recommend people just going cold turkey to apply for leadership positions, because
mm-hmm.
outsiders looking in, it looks very easy to lead, but it's quite
mm-hmm.
difficult, and it becomes more difficult if you don't have the proper training as well as foundation.
That, you know what, that's good, because I've seen some people that actually have the resume that shows that,
mm-hmm.
oh, they can do this, they can do that, but they don't have that customer piece
exactly.
to really be able to relate to the people and know how to talk to people. You know, you can
mm-hmm.
say almost anything, but the way that you deliver it is the portion that, you know, that drives it home.
Absolutely. It's the first impression, it's the last impression most of the times, and customer service is something that's huge in leadership. It's huge in business and organizations. You have to have excellent customer service, not just good, not just okay, but excellent customer service, because you want that door to remain open. You want to maintain partnerships within organizations as leaders. And in order, you know, we cannot succeed alone. We may think we can, but we cannot. We need partnerships. We need people supporting us. And that comes through good customer service and very good working relationships.
All right. That is so true. So true. Because, you know, that seems to be a customer service. Good customer service these days just seem to be one of those, especially when you go to fast food, you're like,
Absolutely. You wonder, okay, really, do you want my money? I can't fail.
Exactly. It's like, I'm paying you to be rude to me? I really don't think so.
Exactly.
So how can a person who is, you know, working on their leadership skills and working on being that leader so they can succeed, whether it's in their own businesses, in their careers, how can they stand out against their competition? How can they, you know, be that shining person without being the one that do it unethically?
I think people stand out by, one, being observant. Not trying to move too fast, pacing themselves, being a good listener, listening with understanding, and be compassionate about what they want to do. And a big part of that is driven by your motive. You know, if your motive is just to have a position because you want a big title, that's going to show after a while. But if your motive is to serve people and serve in such a capacity as a leader, you will be dedicated to the process regardless of how long it takes and what it may look like. And that's what stands out, that dedication, that commitment, that perseverance and endurance to make sure that not only you are doing the best job that you can, but those around you are also succeeding and excelling as well.
I love that. And, you know, one thing that I have found with good leaders is they actually have a team that don't mind working with them and working for them, you know, because it's not a I thing. It's a, you know, this is a team, and it's a we effort, so to speak. It's us and not just me. And so their team is more apt to want to even come to work, you know.
And that's so important. And, you know, I am big on supporting my people and making sure that my people are properly compensated, that my people have the resources that they need to do a great job. Is every day easy? No. Do I get frustrated some days? Yes, I do. But when you are taking care of your people, they are more likely to understand those days of frustration. than if you're not taking care of them, if you're just really, you know, beating them over the head day after day without proper compensation, without proper acknowledgement, without positive reinforcement. So definitely, and even as an individual, if you go into an organization or you begin to work with someone and they use the I statement a lot, that's a red flag. And if people don't say thank you, that's a red flag. If they can't say I appreciate it, that's a red flag. You know, so sometimes we run for money and titles and we forget the little things that make a difference. You know, when trials come in your life, will this organization be supportive? You know, when you have to take those days off or when you have a project that's bigger than you, will they support you in getting the assistance that you need or will they use that against you in your performance? Those are the questions that you definitely have to ask yourself as you're transitioning.
Wow, that is so, that's so good. That is so good because that is just key when you're dealing with shifting into that role. Because I'm telling you, I've seen some people walk out of some places because they're like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this. I'm not dealing with, and it wasn't the employees. It was the leadership. They were like, they're not supportive. They talk down to you. I'm not a child. You know, you've seen that in different capacities from the corporate world to the education world to, you know, you see it all the time. And so, so people are just, you know, treat them like people and do it. Like you said, when you're dedicated to what you do and you have a heart for it, it shows. When you're doing it for a check, that shows too.
It shows, I'm telling you. It does.
Yes, yes, yes. So you were talking about sharpening. We were talking about going to trainings and things of that nature. How can they sharpen those skills and just really, when I say perfect that craft, you know, some people feel like, okay, I've arrived. I've reached the highest title. I think that we should actually always be positioning ourselves to learn, you know, to be a good student at all times. So how can we sharpen our skills and stuff?
Once you get the training, practice those skills. And once you've mastered them, mentor someone else and teach them those skills. Because what we fail to realize is we can go sit in a class and we can learn a lot of leadership training, but can we teach someone else how to be a good leader? And can we model that within ourselves? And I think once you meet that criteria, once that you can mentor people to become great leaders and to take the right leadership path, you have arrived. But until then, it's a learning process, and it's practice because every organization is different. Every setting is different. And just because I've mastered the leadership skills and the leadership position in organization A, I could go to organization B, and the culture is different. The management style is different. The dynamics within the office are different, and I fall flat on my face.
Right.
So you have to be open to diversity, and you have to be able to diversify the leadership skills that you learn, but always remember to bring someone along with you.
Yes, 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 yes. I love that. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Now, can you share with us some importance of, you know, some importance of actually doing that? Because like you said, once people can do that, then hey, they've done it. But so many people feel like, you know what, I've arrived. I'm just
You know, arrival, that statement that I've arrived is different for everyone. And people define for themselves what it means to have arrived. But my view is you look at the organization in which you feel you've arrived. The greatest indicator is, are you leaving that organization better off than you found it? Are you leaving your employees better off than you found them? Those are questions that you definitely have to ask yourself. And if the answer is no, you definitely have not arrived. And if it's possible, you need to stay there and do some more work, not only on the organization, but on yourself, looking inward. And so it would vary for every individual, but for every organization. But the basic thing that we have to remember, and this is what I talk about in my book, my first book, Practical Leadership, Lessons Learned from Mickey, is we're human first. We're not perfect beings. We will never be perfect beings. We're going to make some mistakes. We're going to get in positions and it's not going to work out well. That's a growing process. Does that mean that you fail? No. That means that God is grooming you for something that is greater. So you have to stay the course. You have to look in that mirror. You have to do your prayers and reflections. And you have to ask him, okay, I am here. Now what? And when you figure that out, you go on and you do that job with the tools that he has given you. But sometimes in leadership roles, when we get there, when we arrive, we think, I did this on my own and with my own strength. And that is not the case. And that's how some of us fall from his grace is, because we forget him once we get to the top, and that's where we need him the most.
You better say that, honey. You better say that. That is so true. You know, you have people that get up there and they've arrived and, you know, they become snobbish and you're like, did you not remember that you started in the same capacity that I'm in now? You know, when you have a servant's heart, it doesn't matter where you climb to, you still remember because you're there to help others. You're there to show the love of the Lord, you know, regardless of what capacity you serve in, you know. But, ooh, when you see those that have arrived and they don't want to help anyone else, it's like, wow.
It's disheartening. But, you know, as we look at the media and we look at TV and we look at people in our communities, we see those who arrived on their own strength, and they tend to fall, and they fall very hard when they fall.
That is true.
And that is a lesson for us to look at. You know, when you're out of God's grace, when he does not hear your voice, when he has turned his ear from you, that fall is going to be hard, because then you are not protected by Psalms 91 anymore. Instead of people falling at your feet, you will be one of those people falling. You will not have a shield or protector. And I think that's what we have to realize in these leadership positions. You know, be wise in that position. Be humble. Be consistent.
Right.
Be prayerful, not only for your own success, but for those around you, even those employees that you may not like a lot or those that you don't trust. Pray for them as well, because there's something within them that's causing this behavior. And sometimes they have no control of it or know how to address it. So that's why we have to be prayerful for our staff and our team and our employees, because we need them to be protected so we can be protected.
Right. Let's talk about that right there. Those ones that you tend to, you love them, you don't necessarily like them. Let's go there because, you know, sometimes people love to show favoritism when they have people that'll do everything they say. But the ones that's always fighting against the grain, many times those are the ones that when you win them over, they'll fight for you before the other ones will. Don't you see it?
Yes, they will. I do see that. And, you know, in every organization, just like every family, there's going to be dysfunction. There's going to be those people that do a great job. There's going to be those people that just come for their paycheck. And there's going to be those people that come to get on your nerves each and every day. But, you know, I experience that too. But, you know, it's a growing process, because there's something within you that you need to learn from that individual in order to overcome that situation. We often look at that person saying, oh, this is a troubled employee, or this is a bad staffer. But that may be the case. But why are you reacting to that person in the manner in which you are? And that's the biggest key, because it's our response to those individuals that God wants to work on. Not those individuals. It's our response to them. If we're going to be mean to them, degrading, isolating, are we doing the right thing as leaders and individuals? No, we're not. We have to be inclusive even when they don't want us to be inclusive. We have to be encouraging and supportive even when they don't say thank you or they don't stand there to listen, because that is the godly thing to do. Is it easy? No. Do we want to do it? No. But we have to do it.
Right.
Because the commandments tell us we have to.
Exactly. And, you know, those are the people a lot of times that they're there for you to actually learn some things from them, but they're there also for them to see the love of the Father through you and learn some things from you. Because if you're living a life that is pleasing unto the Father, they're going to see it. They can't get under your skin. They can't touch that last nerve. You know, they're like, now, wait a minute. I've ignored her. I've done this. I've done that. And it does not even bother her. You know, they roll their eyes and all of this little petty stuff, but it does not even bother you because they see that you're unchangeable, you know. You're not this wishy-washy person. You're the same every day. And so when they see that, they're like, wait a minute. So why am I acting this way towards them? You know, so as a leader, you know, you have to be able to see, you know, you're going to come in contact with every person. But if they see the heart of the Father in you, sometimes it can change them. And even if they don't change, you still got to be you and not allow them to change you.
Absolutely.
Hey, man, I tell you. So what, because we're going to open up the phone line and see if we have any questions. What would you say to that leader or that manager or the person that is, you know, up for the management position and they have a peer that they're like, okay, they already see this person as a potential issue. And they know if they get this position that this person is going to be a thorn in their side. What would you say to that person?
I would say they have to make some decisions. They would have to say to themselves, you know, I know this person's management style. It does not match my management style or a management style that I can work well with. So I have to decide, one, is this the best fit for me now? This leadership is changing. Is this organization the best fit? Or two, is it worth me speaking to this manager or prospective manager and say, here, these are some of my concerns. How can we work together so that everyone wins?
I love it. Love it, love it, love it. I tell you. So guys, if you have a question and you're listening online, you're going to have to dial in to get this portion of the show. If you have a question or comment, dial 929-477-2178 and press 1. And we're going to bring you live with Tracy and myself. And we are going, Dr. Tracy and myself, we're going to bring you live if you have any questions or comments. We're talking about leading and succeeding tonight. So many times people have arrived and she said, it's then that it's time for you to go back and teach and train and mentor someone else. So I'm really loving that concept because it is time for us to walk in everything that God has called us to. And so with that said, we got to understand the leaders that we are and what we carry. So if you have a question or comment, dial 929-477-2178. Press 1. If you're listening online, you're going to have to actually dial in and press that 1 so that we can bring you on and answer your question or comment. So Dr. Powell, every now and then they try to get a little shy, so don't get they try to do that every now and then. But and then they'll send me all these chats after the show. It's like, you know what? I really enjoyed this and they'll tell me what specific part that the person said. And I'm like, well, why didn't you press 1 and just share that part? That, you know, because you're encouraging that person when something really touched you. That was just saying that one thing. You know, the person that's always pouring out, just to hear something like that really encourages them. So I like to tell them, hey, even if it's one little thing that is little to you, it could be a lot to that person who's pouring out.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I want to make sure that we're equipping people with everything that they need because it is time out for playing, you know, playing with life being stagnant and just not living, existing. And I remember when right before the show, before I launched the show almost 3 years ago, we're coming up on our 3-year anniversary, praise God. Right before the show launched, the Lord said, tell the people it's time to stop existing and start living the life that I called them to. And I said, my God. And, you know, who can better tell that than a person that actually lived it? So, you know, you can sympathize when you haven't walked in those shoes, but you can empathize when you've been there. And so I can help that person who's walked in those shoes because I walked in them. I wore those shoes myself, you know. So I tell you, it's such a blessing to be able to be, you know, that mouthpiece. And so that's why I share it with you and all of my guests that come on. You know, I'm just a mouthpiece that God uses. This is actually his platform. And I'm just a mouthpiece that he uses and bring people on to share, you know, their vision and their heart and the things that they're doing. Because when you share what you're doing and you love what you do, the Lord gave me the analogy. He said it was like you and I were Mary, and our listeners, they were actually Elizabeth. And so their baby began to leap if they're sitting on their gifts and they're not doing what he told them to do or what he's calling them to. And for those who are actually doing what they're supposed to be doing, it's like that fire is just lit. Even the more it is just engulfs and inflames that fire every single week, it gives them that push and that off that need that they need each and every week. So, you know, I just give God praise when he gave me that analogy. I'm like, whoo, those some big shoes to step in right there, Lord.
Absolutely. Yes.
You got it. You got it. And I know the Lord told me, I think it was last year, he said, tell the people it's time to awaken, arise, and move. Awaken, arise, and move. So, okay, Lord, awaken, arise, and move. Yeah, because some of them actually, they're not even awake. They're walking zombies. Whoa, Jesus. They're walking zombies.
True.
Yes. They are walking zombies. They're just going through life. They're not even living it. They're just going through life. They're just going through the motions. It's time to live. It's time to awaken, arise, and move. I'm like, wow, Lord. He showed me this, Dr. Powell. He showed me a vision of people sitting on their hands. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
And he said, I've given them all these gifts, these talents and abilities. They're sitting on them. They're not doing one thing with them. He said, I've given them to them. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. So
true.
Yes. So that person that, you know, God has given them these gifts and they're sitting on them, what would you say to that person?
I would say be prayerful. Yes, I would definitely say be prayerful, because when God gives us gifts, sometimes he gives it to us and then the direction follows. So definitely be prayerful about what he wants you to do with that particular gift. Be specific about when and where to make sure that you are fulfilling his kingdom. I think sometimes people have a gift and they're too quick to run out there and start using that gift, and they begin to turn from God's gift to their own gift because it becomes self-focused and not spiritually focused. So if you're sitting on your hands and you're listening, it is time to wake up and rise and move. But make sure that you're doing it in decency and in order, and you find it out through your word, through prayer, and through meditation.
Amen, amen. It is time to get some things done because God is calling us to it. But again, we got to do it in decent and in order. And one of the things that, you know, he's telling many of us is we got to be still so we can hear.
That's right.
You know,
that's
so many
true.
People are so busy. You're busy doing this. You're busy doing that. He's like, you know, you're talking to me, but prayer is two ways. And you're not listening to me. I'm trying to talk to you. And I remember when I had my last layoff in the corporate world, I was like, okay, Lord, I understand. I got it. He was like, you're too busy in the corporate world. You couldn't hear a thing that I was saying. And so are you seeing that with some of your clients that they're so busy,
definitely.
They just have no clue if they're coming and going?
Some of them are so busy, they don't hear me or God or themselves. because, you know, we get on these jobs and we become machines. You know, every day it's the same routine. We get up, go to work, do this job, and we're not taking that time for self to meditate, to pray, and to be thoughtful. And then I find some people that although they're busy, they hear clearly from God, but they don't act.
Mm-hmm.
They don't respond.
Mm-hmm.
They just listen.
Mm-hmm.
They recognize, they acknowledge, but there is no action. And then what do? You encourage them to act. You encourage them to make some transitions, but even that is a delay because the spirit of complacency is the biggest issue in corporate America. People get very complacent with these jobs, with salaries, with relationships. And then when you get complacent and your bills are being paid, you feel you don't need God. You don't need to sit and be still. Because what is he going to talk to you about? I'm doing well. My bills are paid. My children are happy. We have the houses. We have the cars. So what is he going to say? And that's where I think we lose the boat. So when that tragedy comes and we have that fall that we had in 2008 with corporate America, with the car industry, with Wall Street, then we're dumbfounded. But if we would have listened, maybe God would have shown us it's time for you to transition 6 months before this happened. It's time for you to pull your stocks out. It's time for you to invest in something else. But we're not listening because we're complacent with what the world has given us. And that becomes a problem.
Wow. I tell you, you know, so many people are so driven by things. And the Lord's like, okay, be driven by me. Be driven by my spirit, my heart, my love. You know, I tell you, that is so great. I was listening to Totally Healed last night, one of my sisters in Christ's show, and she had Prophet Kumi on her show, and he has a shoe. They get shoes. They get people to donate shoes, and he's taken so many thousands of shoes over to, I think, Liberia, he said. And because a lot of those kids have no shoes and their feet are bleeding and things of that nature. And he said, kids here in the United States, he said, they'll be like, oh, no, those are not Jordans, or they're not the right color. He said, those kids, they don't care as long as they can fit them. He said, and sometimes they'll try to fit something that they know is too little for them just to be able to wear a pair of shoes. And I'm like, wow. Wow, you know, our children don't know that type of living over here in the States because they have so much.
They have not seen struggle. And, you know, it's an eye-opener when that day that struggle slaps them in the face because, you know, there's worse struggles than financial struggle. When you struggle with your health, with your emotional health, with your psychological health, that's a major struggle. And, you know, unfortunately, people don't think about those struggles. People think about financial struggle as the worst, but it's not. You know, even when it comes to life and death, you know, people that I'm coaching that have gone through grief and loss and they're still working through that, you know, they ask me, you know, Dr. Powell, what is worse than death? And I tell them there's a lot of things in this life that's worse than death.
Right,
And people can't make that connection because they see death as, you know, it's permanent, it's absolute, but it depends on where you are in your spiritual walk. Death is the beginning of a new journey. But if you think about people that are suffering from major illnesses, have been suffering for years, people that are in nursing homes, you know, those people, they will tell you, you know, I would rather something more complete. Then much struggle. And so that's the perspective that we have to really have on our lives and look at struggle as not only financial, but there's emotional struggle. You know, there's struggle within the home. There's substance abuse. You know, there's physical abuse. There's other things that are way more worse than financial struggle.
Right. That's true. That's true. We have a caller that actually have pressed one to come live. Let's see if they have a question or comment. Here we go. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have live with us tonight?
Hi, this is Hetty. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing, Hetty?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Amen. Did you have a question or comment for Dr. Powell or myself?
Yes, I have a comment for her. She said something earlier in reference to being a leader and having a servant's heart. And I, as I was listening to the words that she was saying, and I think sometimes a lot of people think that leadership has always to do about a position, when no matter who we are, we're already called leaders, and we forget the fact that we are literally dropping seeds and trailblazers because someone is always watching us no matter what we're doing.
That's true.
And we lead along the way. And I just wanted to make that comment because I'm just sitting here doing self-evaluations, and I'm saying to myself, I know I have more to give, but it's just a matter of just trusting and moving out, but then realizing that I've been leading all alone and not realizing if some of those same examples are actually taking me where I need to be to serve literally the kingdom of God.
Absolutely.
No, that was just my comment. That was my comment. But, you know, I thank her for sharing her story because it just opens up a whole nother avenue of trusting yourself and who and what God has placed within you.
Amen. Oh, you know, when you said that, that made me think about one of my old coworkers. We were like supervisors together, so we were like we were, you know, equals. And he, when we they were laying us off, and all 200 of us were being laid off, he said, "You know what?" He said, "You really have helped me in this in many years in transition." And I was like, "Well, what did I do?" And he said, "Just being you." He said, "You love everybody, and it's just a sincerity. It's a sincerity there." He said, "I lost my best friend." He said, "But there was a love and a compassion that you just exude that just helped me through the process." And guys, I had no clue about this. We didn't find out. I didn't find out about that till we were being laid off, and his friend had passed like the year before. But you, like you said, someone's always watching you, and I had no clue that that had happened. So you know, just being who God is calling you to be, and not trying to put on airs for people. Just be genuine. Be that authentic you, as they say.
Absolutely. And be true to yourself. And I like what Hattie said, that she's doing self-reflection. And Hattie, I think self-reflection, I actually know it's very important, because sometimes that's not something easy to do, but we must all do it. So I commend you for not only reflecting, but sharing with not only us, but the listeners, that that is something that you're doing. And acknowledging that you are a leader, Hattie, and you have, I'm sure, done great things in your leading, in yourself, your community, and those around you. So thank you for your leadership, and thank you so much for calling in and sharing.
You are so welcome. You're both very welcome, and I will continue to do so. You know, if I may, even in that reflection, you know, you mentioned earlier about sitting still, because all of us are building something. And in order to build, we have to get those plans from our Father. We have to sit and consider the cost and see where your reflections lead you in that cost, guided by the Holy Spirit, which I think is such an awesome thing. But yes, thank you. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for sharing with us tonight.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening.
You too.
You too. All right. So I told you, every now and then everybody try to get nervous on us, and they get kind of quiet on us. But you'll have them listening. But and then, like I said, they'll reach back out. You know, I enjoy it, So I thank Hattie for pressing that one and sharing with us, you know, what really, you know, hit home for her. And like you said, self-reflection is important, because when we talk about those people that come to you at 30, people come to you at 35, people come to you at 40, or people who are going through life changes where they had a spouse pass away, or they had a divorce, or they had some life change, career change. When they come to you, they're like, wow, I didn't see myself at this age doing this, or I didn't see myself at this age doing that, you know. And so, you know, do you have a lot of that coming to you?
I do. I have a lot of people that that come to me, because most of them are disappointed. They thought that by 35 or 40 they would be, you know, this great CEO or entrepreneur, and it has not happened. So we have to first do the reflection and work through the disappointment, but then we have to do reality testing. You know, how realistic are these grandiose goals? And we have to, you know, as Hattie said, really reflect and really pray and look for the clues that God has given us, so that we can do what He wants us to do. And sometimes that is not the CEO job. That's not the big job that's out front. Sometimes that's working behind the scenes and pushing others in front of you. So it takes time to accept when you feel that your vision has transitioned, but it's worth exploring it, definitely.
Love it. Love it. So you said self-reflection is important, as well as That reality testing, I like that too.
Yes.
I love taking notes so that I can share it in the event itself. So for those who missed the show, they can actually go back and listen to the they can listen to the recording, and if they're on the actual event, they'll see those notes and they're like, oh yeah, I did miss the show, and they can go back and listen because they want to see those high points. You know, you're hitting. I'm like, you know what, she's speaking to me, and so I like to do that in the postings because it you know it really hits home. We have another call. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to On Friday Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hi, this is Shamika Armstrong, and I'm calling in from Gaffney, South Carolina. How are you ladies doing?
Hi, Shamika. Great. How are you this
evening?
Hey,
I am doing well, and I can't be more excited about tuning in tonight and just listening to the message. When I say I was literally sitting on my hands as you said that, I just said, okay, God, I asked for you to be direct, and
okay.
I appreciate you for doing that. So, yes, I am one of those people that I have learned to do the self-reflection and
very
so
good.
Many other things and to be direct with asking God, okay, God, where should I go? Where should I be? What is it
Absolutely.
That you need me to do? And that is, you ladies just touched on so many things that I am personally dealing with, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you
thank
are
you
so
for listening.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing, because I'm telling you, there's somebody else that wants to press that one and share, you know, share, but they're like, well, no. So thank you so much for you standing up and saying, you know what, I'm going to share with her because she's speaking to me. That's me, you know. So thank you so much.
That
you're not
me.
The only one that's saying, hey, that's me. That is my word, and I'm going to take that.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Yes. So thank you so much, and I hope that you're able to take every nugget that Dr. Powell is sharing with us, every nugget that the Lord is, you know, giving her to give you or giving me to give you or whatever, because that's what it's all about, to empower you to do what he's called you
Absolutely.
To so that you no longer can sit on those hands where that baby gets the leaping and you're like, uh-uh, I can't see her no more.
Exactly.
Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you so much for dialing in and sharing with us tonight. We appreciate you.
Thank
you,
ma'am. Thank you all.
Amen. You're welcome. I tell you, you know, many of us, are, you know, have been sitting and it's like, okay, it's time for your gift to make room for you. And I remember there was a lady that dialed in one night and I was sharing. And I can't remember what the topic was, but she said, Dr. Powell, she said, I was about to give up. She said, I'm 40 years old. I went back to school. She said, and I was failing this class almost. I was like, almost just barely not making it. She said, and I was about to give up. And she said, whoever I was interviewing that night, she was dialing in to support them. And she heard what I was saying. And she was like, she's talking to me. And she dialed in just
wow.
like Shamika did that night. And the Lord told me to share with her the chosen one. And there's a piece
yes.
that I have in my book on Fire to Inspire called The Chosen One. Because, see, many of us, we allow life to tell us who we are. We allow situations
mm-hmm.
and circumstances to dictate that. No divorce, no anything from my past tells you who you are. You just went through that to make you who the person that you are today. So that's not telling
Absolutely.
You who you are. It's not defining you. But, you know, many times we are doing that. And, girl, I did that for her, that chosen one piece. And when I tell you, she was like, oh, my God, I'm almost in tears. And then she sent me a chat after the show, and she said, where can I buy your book? I have to have it. And after
wow.
she read the book, she reached back out to me and she said, I feel like you wrote this book directly for me, the whole thing.
Wow.
And so when
Absolutely.
I tell you, I just give God praise because, again, it's not me. It's him. I'm just a willing vessel that said, okay, God, it's not about me. I've tried it my way. I've done the things that I used, you know, the things that I thought I wanted to do and how I wanted to do it. But it's all about what are you saying to do in this hour? It's about you getting the glory out of my story. It's about you getting, you know, you speaking life over every situation and being intentional about your words. So I'm telling you, oh, my God, I just, when I tell you,
That's
I just
beautiful.
Love God.
Yes, yes,
so
we have
beautiful.
To.
Yes, 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 yes. But, you know, if I would have been that person still sitting on my hands, I would not have been able to, you know, meet a Shamika or meet
yes.
anyone, because I would have been like, well, you know what, Lord, because this is what I said in the beginning, y'all. I'm very transparent. Well, Lord, I had never done that before. I was an IT person for 16 years. You know, I had excuses. He said, I created you. I knew you before you were formed. So how are you going to tell me?
Exactly.
And that's how you know what he said next. He said, when you come out of that box, you're going to take me out the box. And then I'm going to show you who you really are. I was like, oh, Lord have mercy. And so when I stopped making excuses, and then he said this next. He said, there are too many lives tied into your obedience. See, I don't need nobody's blood on my hands. So I had to step up and do what he said to do. So whether he said, get comfortable being uncomfortable. So I had to do what he said do, even though it was not a part of my comfort anymore. And so as I've moved out, I said, okay, God, you do your work. You do you. You be you. And it just blessed me even today. You know, the Lord said, stop by the grocery store. Stop by the grocery store. Really, Lord? All right. Well, I stopped by the grocery store, and it was a lady in line. And she was buying 12 cans of kidney beans. And the lady told her the amount. And she said, well, just give me 6. I said, no, ma'am, give her all 12, and I'm going to pay for them. Let her go ahead. And so sometimes God placed you in that place, the exact place at that exact time, to be a blessing. Yeah. You don't understand it, but when you're – see, my prayer no longer is, you know, I want to get close to God. No, I want to be one with him so that I can hear his voice clearly, so I can do what he said when he say do it, and I don't miss it. That lady literally had – like tears in her eyes. She was an older Caucasian lady. When I tell you, she hugged me and I hugged her, and I said, God bless you,
Lord.
And I went on out the store, and then I went in shortly behind her. But I just give God praise for just whatever he say do, I do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't question anymore. You say, well, Lord, that don't make sense. I don't need to go to the store. No,
just go with it.
You just go with it, baby. And I promise you, he's going to show you why you're going. He's going to show you each and every time. Each and every time. Just be obedient. It's about your obedience. So I don't know who that was for, but it wasn't just for me. It's about your obedience.
It wasn't.
It is about your obedience, because we know.
I myself, and I thank you for sharing.
Yes, we know that obedience is so much better than sacrifice. And I like to, like I said, I like to be transparent, because just sharing your testimony can help somebody else. You know, just being obedient. Another thing just happened to me 2 weeks ago. I was going to get some breakfast. Never go to Crystal's and get any breakfast, but my hairdresser wanted some grits. My baby wanted a biscuit. So I'm making a run for breakfast. And as I'm getting ready to go into the drive-thru, the Lord said, go in. I'm like, oh, okay. I pull quickly into the parking space versus the actual drive-thru. And then as I'm getting ready to walk in, the Lord said, don't open the door. He said, let the gentleman open it for you. So I stood there, and it was an older man, and I said, I'm not going to open the door and let you be the gentleman that you are. And the older gentleman said, you know what, that's who I am and what I do. I'm a retired teacher of 30 years, and I'm so glad you let me open this door for you. So I opened the door, and I go up to the dasher, and he says, whatever she's getting, I'm paying for it. I said, but I'm getting breakfast for 3 people. He said, whatever you're getting, I'm paying for it. So had I not been obedient.
Exactly. You would miss out on your blessing and your free breakfast.
You better say that. So it's all about your obedience. It's not just the small thing. It's the big things as well. But if you're a good steward over the small, I promise you, what more can you see?
That's fine.
I'm telling
you,
he's going to bring it. He is going to bring it. Mm-mm-mm. I tell you, y'all blessing me tonight. Y'all are blessing me tonight. Hallelujah. And did you have anything else you want to share with the listeners tonight, Dr. Tracy Powell?
Well, I just want to tell our listeners to be encouraged. And I know there's more listeners out there that are sitting on their hands, and it's okay to sit on them right now, but it's time to get up. You warmed them long enough. I'm sure they will stay warm, but definitely get up and take action. You know, because our leadership requires action, and transition requires action. And we can sit and think about it and pray about it all day long, but if we don't do anything, there will be no change. You know, even the Word of God tells us that faith without works is dead. So he's telling us that there has to be something in addition to having faith that we're doing in order for these things to come to pass. So I would encourage all of our listeners to reflect, make a list of those things that you hear in your reflection, and then develop a plan of how to execute that list. And if you need assistance, seek coaching, whether you contact Synergetic Solutions or you contact someone else. Get someone to assist you along this journey, because I would rather you go through it one time with assistance than having to repeat the process three or four times because you didn't get it right. If anyone wants to reach out to me or my firm, we can be reached online at www.practicalleadership4u.com, or you can reach me by email at practicalleaders@gmail.com. Definitely send me comments. I'm on Facebook at Tracy Mack Powell. I'm on LinkedIn as Dr. Tracy Mack Powell. I love engagement. Definitely reach out to me and let me know if there's anything I can do.
Amen. And can you give us that website one more time?
Yes, practicalleadership4u.com.
All right, practicalleadership4u.com. All right. Well, Dr. Tracy, I tell you, we have truly enjoyed you tonight. We are so blessed to have had you come by, stop by, and share your wisdom with us, and we're blessed. And we look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I love this show. I love what you're doing. Thank you for getting off your hands and following your passion and God's will for your life and touching all of our lives. Greatly appreciate it. You are doing a great job with this show. It is making a difference. So definitely stick with it. Keep doing it. And that team is coming for you. So just hold on.
Amen. Thank you so much again. Have a blessed one now. Guys, I tell you. Thank you. We have had a wonderful, wonderful time. If you missed any of the show tonight, you want to go back and listen to the recording. It's going to be available shortly after the show. But you want to listen to the recording, and Dr. Powell shared some things with us on leadership and some things we need to do, some self-evaluation, some reflection. She said at the end, she said to reflect, make a list, and develop an action plan on how to work that list to get some things done, because it's time to awaken, arise, and move. It's time to get off your hands, people. You're grown for you, but it's time for you to move. So don't just move in just, oh, I got to move. No, go ahead and make that list, like she said. Go ahead and pray about it and say, okay, God, how would you lead me? How would you have me to do this? It is so not about you. There's someone waiting for you to get in position and do what you're supposed to do. God has already equipped you. He's already put everything on the inside of you. But now it's time for you to sit down and let him do a work, complete the work that he's already begun. So I thank you so much. Again, I'm Miss On Friday Inspired, Leah Butler. We're here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tell your friends, tell your family. Again, if you want to be a sponsor for the show, it's only $25 for the entire month. So if you have a business, a service, anything, they can. We actually share your information each and every week on the show, and I actually share it with all of our social media contacts through the different social media outlets. We are on fire. So we love you guys. Have a great, great week. And remember that it's time to awaken, arise, and move, because somebody's waiting on you. Have a blessed night, and we'll see you same time next week. God bless you. Thank you.